Hi, this is Sherry Jakes with you, Thursday, July 1st, 2010. I am a certified natural health professional, and I've been helping people to design a healthy life for over 27 years. Welcome to our Alphabetics of Health series, and thank you for being live on the call. I really appreciate everybody out there today. Thank you for the support. And remember that if you miss any of these talks, or you want to hear them again, or you want to share them, you can get them at www.dimensionsofhealth.net in the herb section. And next month, all of these talks will be on Joan Kasich's website, and we hope to get them on Jerry Tribble's website very soon. So be sure and listen in. So today we're talking about victory over varicose veins. And even if you don't experience these pesky little discomforts yourself, you might know someone who does. Isn't it wonderful to learn all about these topics so you can give your friends and loved ones a healthy way to take care of themselves? I know I can see all of you nodding your heads. Varicose veins are abnormally enlarged, swollen veins that occur most often in the legs, and they're really a result of a breakdown of the little valves inside the veins that allow the blood to flow back to the heart. And so when these valves don't work properly, the blood accumulates in the veins and stretches them, and then that causes the varicosity. Because lack of circulation contributes to the formation of varicose veins, they're very common in people who sit for prolonged periods of time without movement, like at your job or at your computer, or hopefully not at your TV. But those people who sit with their legs crossed, those who lack proper amounts of exercise, those people who are overweight or pregnant, and often if your family exhibits a tendency towards them, you might have varicose veins. Now, the ladies who are pregnant may be more prone to varicose veins because the extra baby weight puts increased pressure on the legs. Those prominent, bluish, bulging veins are frequently accompanied by dull, nagging aches and pains. So when your legs are swelling and sore, if there are leg cramps, and if you have a feeling of heaviness in the legs, those are characteristic of varicose veins. So we recommend you see your doctor or your health professional if you have these symptoms. Now, don't be concerned if you have just spider veins, because they're cosmetic, but they're harmless and they shouldn't cause any problems. Well, I'd like to broach the subject of another varicosity, and that's hemorrhoids. These are a particularly painful varicose vein in the rectum or anus. The symptoms of hemorrhoids include rectal itching, pain, and sometimes blood in the stool. There again, because of lack of circulation, hemorrhoids are usually caused by constipation, which is from improper water consumption or diet with not enough fiber. But also, for those of you who do everything right out there, hemorrhoids can also be caused by liver damage. So enough of the gory details, and on to the refreshing remedies. We're seeking victory here, right? My two favorite herbal and vitamin remedies for varicose veins are Butcher's Broom and Vitamin C with citrus bioflavonoids. Butcher's broom root is one of the most potent remedies for a wide spectrum of circulatory ailments that ranges from thrombosis and phlebitis to varicose veins and hemorrhoids. Now, those are medical terms, and we are not giving medical advice here, but I will use the terms because people recognize them. Butcher's broom is a really cool herb. It looks like a broom. And back in the olden days, it really did get its name because after the butchers cut meat up, they would brush the cutting board with this butcher's broom and move some of the debris off. Not exactly the hygiene standards that we're used to today, but it worked for them, and they probably had a good digestive system. But the butcher's broom itself, it strengthens tissues, it tightens the veins, and it reduces clotting by actually thinning the blood very mildly. This remedy is very useful for phlebitis as well, which is swelling and inflammation, and it's also in a formula for cellulite release, because in cellulite, those are just all those little toxins stored in the cells. Butcher's broom has also been used to clean the liver and kidneys. Wow, wouldn't you think that would help? The Greek philosopher Theophrastus reported seeing, and I quote here, lame people get up and walk, and swelling become normal again, end quote, after treatment with what he called the miracle herb butcher's broom. It's been used in France to almost eliminate post-surgical blood clots in thousands of patients. And I don't know if any of you have ever experienced that, if any of your clients, after they have surgery, sometimes they put heavy-duty leg supports on so that the blood cannot clot and travel. We don't want that to happen. Butcher's broom also contains flavonoids, such as rutin, that strengthens the capillaries. And it contains glycolic acid, which produces a diuretic action. Sounds like a good herb to me. Vitamin C with bioflavonoids also helps with that capillary action. The Nature's Treasure Chest recommends 6,000 milligrams of citrus bioflavonoids a day, and it also suggests a lemon cleanse, which I'll discuss in just a moment. My friend Kat is a wonderful esthetician, and her favorite remedy for varicosities is Varigon. Again, Joan Vandegrift in The Treasure Chest states that this remedy is not only useful for varicose veins and hemorrhoids, but it is also helpful for bruising, frostbite, and to help prevent stroke, aneurysms, venous thrombosis, phlebitis, and edema, all the things we've been talking about. The nutrients in the Varigon formula naturally tone, strengthen, and nourish the overall health of the veins, which improves the external appearance, and it supports optimal circulation. One of the ingredients in Varigon is horse chestnut extract, and that strengthens vein walls and decreases venous capillary permeability, which means that those little veins are going to quit leaking so much. Varigon also contains butcher's broom, which we just talked about, bioflavonoids, including that rutin and hesperidin, which are used to build collagen needed for strong connective tissue. And this wonderful formula comes in a cream as well. For those of you with hemorrhoids, I have my clients take the capsules internally of Varigon and use the cream externally after every trip to the bathroom. Speaking of hemorrhoids, we also add white oak bark, which is a wonderful astringing herb. It astringes and tones and tightens those tissues. We add vitamin E because that helps with circulation and scarring. And then we add sage and golden seal to stop the bleeding. I'm going to talk just a moment about the lemon cleanse, and it's fabulous for many of the topics that we've covered in our Alphabetics of Health series. The recipe is, so get your pencils ready, 3 quarts of pure water, 1 cup of freshly squeezed lemon juice, 1 cup of pure maple syrup, and then one tenth of a teaspoon of capsicum per 8-ounce glass. And if you can't handle the fire, you can take the capsules. I like it in the drink, though. It's hot lemonade for me. So you can use this cleanse for 3 to 10 days safely. And that means you'd be drinking, you could drink 3 quarts all in one day, but you drink it anytime you get hungry. If you want to do it, though, be sure to chalk with one of us, me or Joan, Morgan or Jerry, if you want support with this cleanse. And the cleanse also assists in dissolving toxins. It can reduce high blood pressure. It assists in cleansing the kidneys and relieving sinus and allergy symptoms and so many other conditions. The diet to follow with varicose veins includes pineapple juice, grapes, carrots, buckwheat, and exercise is really important. And try not to sit as much as sit less. Elevate your legs when you are sitting for a long time. For example, Morgan and I have a stool under our desk to prop our feet on, which really helps when I'm spending long hours in the office chair talking with my wonderful clients. So one last thing that bears repeating, Morgan, Joan, Jerry, and I want you to know that nothing we say is to be used instead of your doctor's advice. This is integrative health and is not to take the place of general medicine. We're here to educate only, never to diagnose or prescribe. Usually we're talking about herbs and vitamins from Nature Sunshine, but sometimes we talk about products from other companies. For example, those of you who are familiar with the Bamer know that increasing the microcirculation throughout the body would probably assist in the reduction of these varicosities. Remember, I'm not making a claim here. I just want you to imagine the possibilities. Stay tuned next week for Winning at Weight Loss, and I'm going to open the call now for any questions you have. Go ahead and push *6 if you want to ask a question, and we'll go from there. Also, remember, if you have questions and you can't think of them at the time, you can email any of us at our email addresses. Mine is dimensionsofhealth@gmail.com, and that's Morgan's as well. Joan is, Joan, you'll have to tell your own. Now I can hear people.
Oh, can you hear me, Sherry?
Yes, now I can hear you.
And you want my email address?
Yes.
It's joan@herbspecialist.com.
And Jerry, yours? Maybe we lost Jerry.
And I did have a comment or a comment that I have also acquired in information.
Okay.
I've also heard that Himalayan sea salt, if you take a small amount in water on a regular basis, the varicosities can also happen from a lack of healthy salts that your body can absorb.
Oh, that's a good one. Have you heard that one, Joan?
No, I have never heard that.
That was a good one. So is there anything else?
Well, here's a thought regarding the product Varagon. A friend of mine has very serious varicose veins, and they were in Las Vegas, and they could hardly walk. And I had a bottle of Varagon with me, and I says, why don't you just try this? And she took 4 capsules all at once, and within 30 minutes, she was able to walk without pain. And since that trip, she has stayed on Varagon, and it has really helped her legs. She no longer has pain in her legs from her varicose veins.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah, so it's Varagon is a fantastic product for the varicose veins and also the hemorrhoids. Fantastic.
Excellent. Thank you, Joan. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Yes. My father and both my sibling both have varicose veins. You said it possibly can run in the family?
It can, but our personal belief system is that if you change your health and dietary lifestyle, that you can absolutely prevent things that are as genetic as anything. So that's what we believe. But
okay.
you have to take the time to change the habits that you learn in the family, and that genetics does play a part, but very, very often it's the lifestyle of the family that is continued on with dietary things and things like that. So thank you for the question. All right.
Sherry, on July 15th in Concord, at the Concord Hilton, there's going to be a talk about genetics and how they play a very small role in a person's health. And it's been scientifically proven. And along with that wonderful lecture, they're going to give away a free bottle of Tygo to every single person that comes in if it's up to 200 people. So the first 200 people that show up get a free bottle of Tygo.
I know, and that's going to be a fabulous class, and it's my birthday, so I might bring 10 people because, but I will read a piece of that. It says, sure, genetic makeup is a significant factor in predicting size, shape, and health, see Joe, but it doesn't automatically determine one's susceptibility to disease or his or her longevity. So on the 15th, we're going to see the cutting-edge research that proves that you can flip a switch and turn the genes on or off depending on your nutrition, diet, lifestyle, environment, and more. So that does sound like a great class. Thank you for reminding us, Joan.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, if there are no further questions, I'm going to turn the recording off.
I have one more.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Yes. Also doing with varicose veins, my father also has really thick blood as well. Are those two things, could they be connected, or could it possibly be passed down to, say, me or my sister, because my sister already suffers from varicose veins?
Well, there again, what is passed down is the circulatory system. It's not the vein that's passed down or the thick blood. It's the circulatory system issue. And the way you thin thick blood is to drink lots and lots of water. Does he do that?
No, he does not.
Yeah, so everything gets sludgy. It's just like, as Joan and Jerry would say very easily, it's like that pond that doesn't have the fresh water flowing in. It gets very stagnant. So the water makes a huge difference. With a person as young as your sister, there again, she probably needs, if she has the tendency towards the circulatory issue, then we need to look at it right now and see if she's interested in affecting her lifestyle by taking, for even just taking vitamin C with bioflavonoids strengthens those capillaries and veins. But that it's something to look at.
Okay.
Does that help?
I will definitely mention it to her. Thank you for the advice.
Okie doke. All right. So did I announce next week is Winning at Weight Loss? Or what's your title, Joan?
Well, it's Weight Loss Made Easy, but Winning at Weight Loss sounds great, too.
Oh, sorry. I just can't help being alliterative. And then Jerry has the only X we could come up with was eczema. So listen to Jerry at noon next Thursday, Joan at 6:30 Tuesday evening. And thank you all. I'm going to turn the recording off.